Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Da-da. Da-da. You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
64 degrees right now. Going to get up into the mid-80s. Could be diddling 90, depending on where you are. But it's going to be sunny all day long. In fact, it doesn't look like we're going to get rain for, like, the next 6 days.
Yeah.
Which sucks because my lawn looks like hay right now. This weekend, hot, 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 high of 86. Tomorrow, high of 88 on Sunday. So plan accordingly.
Yeah.
And it is a big weekend.
Oh, sure.
It's a big weekend. First of all, your Buffalo Bills take the field in the preseason for the first time Saturday, 1 o'clock against the New York Giants, a game you can listen to live right here on 96.5 WCMF. You got plans for this weekend, Kimmy? You doing something?
No plans, really.
Nothing at all?
No.
Wow.
Why? I got nothing on the schedule.
Okay, because I know a guy.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, he's got big plans this
weekend. You never have plans.
What do you got going on?
Heading down to Skinny Alice.
Oh, you know, we should have saved it. So, you know, you and your wife, you go to Skinny Atlas every
day. Yeah, we like to go down there for a little lunch sometimes.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah.
Walk the streets.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw, there's this new thing where restaurants are only open for lunch at Skinny Atlas now when Tommy goes down there. But it's not just for lunch you're going?
Well, we're bypassing that this time.
Okay.
Oh.
Taking a little sporting event.
A sporting event?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Head out to the fields. Big sporting event. I know you got your Bills.
Yeah.
I got something going on over here. Front row. Box seat.
Field, like baseball fields?
Well, there's a ball involved.
Okay.
I'm going to a polo match in Skinny Atlas.
Say that again.
Polo?
Go to a polo match in Skinny Atlas on Sunday.
I have so many questions. I don't know where to start.
Well, let's start here.
Okay.
There have been a lot of douchey things said by Tommy Mulay into a microphone.
Yeah.
Throughout the 15 years we've been working together.
Yeah.
But I'm going to a polo match in Skinny Atlas, without question, is the douchiest thing. What? Do you know someone playing in the polo match?
No, but my wife has been basically riding horses since she was a little kid. You know, she showed horses.
Sure.
So she's always stayed connected with the community.
No, I get it. I mean, she took in a mule like 10 years ago.
Better joke would have been Jackass.
Your name is Mulay.
Yeah, but Jackass would
have been. Thank you. Hey, tell you what, just write down the notes and get
Jackass
me up to the show.
Jackass would have been a better joke. So, you know, no, she's always been involved with horses, so she loves this stuff. So we're going, you know, we've been to like show, where they show horses, the jumpers.
Yeah.
We've done all this stuff.
Sure, sure. So you guys.
So this is our second time going down to the polo matches in Skinny Atlas.
How does going to a polo match work?
Well, he's definitely got the outfits for it.
Yes,
like,
I
already know you got a whole lineup going on.
Does he, though? Because, I mean, this is rarefied air, buddy.
He's got the hats.
It's easy to walk around here and feel superior, even though you're not. Like, you ain't even close to the level of whatever the hell you're going to this weekend. And I have no information as to – I don't even know what it's supposed to be, but I know you don't fit in.
Well, horse people are just down-to-earth people.
Yeah. Yeah, only when the horse bucks them, when they quickly fall down to earth.
So what was your question?
How does this even work? So there's like a stadium for
No, it's a field. It's just a field, and it's an open. It almost looks like a soccer field, I always say.
Okay.
And you just can pull up in your car, put out your chairs, and watch them play polo. It's amateur.
So is this like, but these are men?
It's guys probably from the area. And then once in a while, there's like teams that come from other areas.
So it's like beer league polo.
Yeah. So I told you there was one team that came up from the last time we went down there. There was a team from Philadelphia that came up.
Uh-huh.
There were a bunch of inner city kids that were featured on 60 Minutes.
Uh-huh.
I got a couple of their autographs.
You hear what he's trying to do? Guys. Yeah,
it.
I know it sounds fancy, yeah. But
it's for everybody, really.
The one underprivileged kid polo team in the history of the universe.
So they did a story on it.
Any Joe that wants to show up with a bottle of champagne could watch.
How I didn't know people still play. I thought polo was a joke. I'm going to be honest.
Well, I didn't think
you.
We had a lot of it around here.
This is bigger horse country than you realize.
I guess.
No, but like walk through this with me, Kimmy. Yeah. Because like there were movies where like, you know, like in the late 1800s, early 1900s, where like to paint the picture that this guy is a bad guy,
they
give them the, like, think Titanic.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's just the most over the top, you know, oh, who's the artist? Picasso. He's never going to become anything as far as I'm concerned. Oh, you want to go to the polo match on Saturday? Like nobody in the history of literature or movies has enjoyed or played polo and not been the worst person in the story.
It's just regular people.
No, it's not. Regular
just
people.
Regular guys with horses and mallets. It's kind of like hockey on horses.
It's not.
Well, there's a goal.
Yeah.
And like you got to hit hockey. The mallet. You got to hit the ball through the hole.
No,
the goal.
Okay.
So it's kind of like that.
It's except that you need to be a gajillionaire to participate in it.
Yeah, because I think you got to be a gajillionaire to play hockey.
Okay, like you can't even come close.
What?
Like, you're right. Hockey is expensive. Mm-hmm. You know what I don't need? A living, breathing thing I have to feed and care for its entire life. Are you out of your
plus
mind?
Plus, the location adds to it all, too.
100%.
It's not like you're just going around the corner to catch a polo match.
Well, you got to go to a douchey town.
Yes.
To watch douchey sports.
That's weird, because I watched a story on 60 Minutes about these inner city kids who play right in the middle of the city. Polo, that is.
Yeah, they
do. Do you know the rule? Like, I wouldn't even know what I'm looking at, other than, like, when they score a goal, which seems obvious, but I don't know any rules to polo. You just
watch
and cheer.
My wife does, but I don't. I just know that they play these, their periods are called chuckers. That's all I know.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know how to talk about the game.
But, you know, really, just watch it.
I'm ashamed of you.
Why?
What do you mean,
You should always open up yourself to new experiences. Why be closed-minded?
No, I hear you.
I like to be an open-minded, you know, give things a chance. You make fun of. Everything's a goddamn joke.
I hear you.
I try to think clear. The future.
The future, which is
polo.
Polo?
Polo's going places, bro.
It's
coming up.
Oh, yeah. No, I got that. I was just watching last night on the Polo Network, which is a combination of a horse sport and cologne network, you idiot.
I mean, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't interested.
Why?
It seems like something you'd want to just go see once. Just to say you saw
So they have the series on Netflix. There's a polo series.
I'm not that interested.
Yeah, it's called, it's that new series. It's called.
No. That was your mom's debut.
Hey, let's not take shots. Let's not take shots because you're going to a amateur.
He was doing a lot of chuckers.
Polo match in
Chuckers
Atlas.
And suckers.
Shut up. See, that would be funny. If the name of the amateur polo team was Chuckers and Suckers, I could get behind this.
I'll make a suggestion.
No, but it's not. It's probably like, you know, Abigail's Chandelier Emporium, and instead of which makes it still.
I'm going to take some pictures and send them to you.
Okay, great. It's going to be nothing blurry pictures of the sky.
Well, you'll get the gist.
Do you know? Why would you want to go to a polo?
Because she's open-minded.
I don't know. Just like. Seems like something that would be interesting to experience.
But it's not. It doesn't even sound fancy.
Just being around horses is kind of fun.
Yeah, no, I love
it. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't want to ride one, but they're cool to watch.
Nothing gets me more excited than a one-ton animal that, if it freaks out, could murder me in a second.
So here's one of the things. There's a halftime.
Okay.
So then, you know, the guys rest the horses, right?
Yeah. Sure.
So the people that are watching.
Oh, you got to go stomp the field?
Yes, you have to go out there and help them fix the divots in the field.
Oh.
And, you know, there's horses.
Sure, yeah.
And they've been running.
Yeah.
And, you know, anytime you run a lot. You got to go.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm like, I ain't doing that, man.
Oh, you're just going to stand off to the side while everyone else is?
I ain't stepping in. You go ankle deep in horse dung trying to fix a divot.
You know, I had the same experience with my brother Ryan on the golf course the other day.
Yeah, so you know what I mean.
For a high-end sport,
it
sounds pretty busted.
It is kind of weird. Even at the highest level, like their world championships, they do this.
Yeah, you see women out there in like the fanciest of shoes.
Fixing these divots.
Stomping the divots. Divots. Divots.
Divots. Yeah.
Divots.
252 WCMF. Big plans for Tommy on Sunday.
Yeah.
He's jetting off to Skaneateles, New York to catch the big polo match this weekend. Here's how douchey it is. There was a stadium called the Polo Grounds in New York City, and they never played polo in it.
They didn't?
I don't know.
I figured that's why they called it that.
I don't know. It was because it was Polanski Street and Lower Manhattan.
Oh, really?
No, you idiot.
I don't know.
Stuff up. Why would you listen to what
I'm saying? 1800s. I don't know.
252 WCMF. Barbara's on CMF. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Morning, guys. I'm calling my shot. I got a feeling Tommy on Thursday is going to show up in a polo outfit.
Oh, do they have, like, stands where you can buy douchey clothing?
No, there's no stands.
Are you sure? Wait, I can't even buy, like, a hot dog or something?
No. It's literally a field. You pull your car up, put a chair out, watch a play.
Oh, so it's BYOC?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Bring your own caviar?
And champagne.
Yeah. So both works.
I just want to see Tommy in those riding pants and stirrup boots and then that funny little helmet in case he falls off and hits his head.
Let's keep fantasies to ourselves, Barbara.
Have a good Friday, guys.
Bye, Barbara. Barbara bored himself with that phone call. Oh, we got Instagram messages coming in. Yeah. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Caleb writes, Tommy's skinny Ellis outfit needs to be how he starts his fashion Instagram page. I think they're talking about your cocaine cowboy outfit from last Thursday.
All right.
But that's just it. I feel like this is so high-end, you don't even have the clothes to pull this off.
Probably not. But I could buy a cheaper version of it.
No, but bro, that tells
there's me. Always a cheap version on Amazon and everything.
Yeah, they know immediately.
Well, nobody else is going to know.
No, everybody there will know. That
I'm going to be sitting across a field. You think they know I'm busted?
Yeah, bro. The second you
what
walk
says busted?
Out, what says busted?
Yeah.
I mean, you look like whatever birth defect you have. Like from a distance, it looks like you're wearing a polo helmet. 252 WCMF. Our one loyal listener from Skinny Alley.
Oh,
Mike's on CMF. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how we doing, folks?
Great.
Good.
Hey, so Tommy, just to update you, they do have food trucks there, so you can eat there, just like, you know, and don't take my parking spot when you come here.
all right. Hey, Mike, so you're familiar with the polo matches in Skinny Alice?
I'm fairly familiar with it, yes.
Have you been?
I have been once or twice. Like Kimmy said, I don't think I'd want to go, every week. I wouldn't see the point of it.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't get season tickets?
I did not get season tickets.
Sold out.
No.
All right, wait. Mike, you haven't gone before. How many guys are on this, like, beer league polo team?
I don't know exactly, but it is very similar to hockey on horseback. Like, they check, take each other out the whole nine yards. Yeah.
Wow.
Honestly, it's like 5-on-5, but I can't remember exactly. I may be incorrect in my assumption.
They do shirts versus skins? How does this work out? Are you got different uniforms?
No, they don't put any shirts on the horses. It's all skin.
No, they do have their colors in the, just like hockey. They have their uniforms.
Again, let's stop comparing polo to hockey. Like, it just feels wrong, Mike.
It's not field hockey.
Yeah.
They're very similar. Very similar.
Yeah, no, it's hard. It's hard to find skates for my horse when I go out there and play beer league, Mike.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's cool in that sense. You know, you're taking a 1,000-pound animal, and you're taking each other out just like it would hockey.
Well, you know
somebody's
what they say?
Breakaway,
what's that?
Rubbing his horse.
On a breakaway, you can take him out, you know? So, yeah.
Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate what you guys are all trying to do.
What's that?
You cannot compare polo to any normal functioning human
being. It's the same sport.
It's not the
same. It's football. It's soccer. It's hockey.
If
you're not running.
No, you're horseback. So it's like horseback riding.
Uh-huh. It's like a rich person saw hockey, said, I want to do that, but I don't want to exert myself. So I'm just going to grab a horse and go.
On a horse.
If any sport that involves a horse does not belong to 99% of the population.
It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous.
Oh, wow. Is it very dangerous?
Yes.
Very dangerous.
It has some of the highest injury rates of any sport.
Oh, my God. You know a lot about this sport for a guy who's just like, hey, I'm just going because I got first again.
I live with a horse person, so I know horse.
Okay, no, I get it.
And then she knows horse people.
I'm just saying, don't sit here and try and play it off like you're just doing a normal thing.
They had to have an ambulance there the whole time.
Great.
In case somebody gets hurt.
Yeah, that's every sporting event ever.
Well, yeah.
Okay. And, like, here's the thing. These guys aren't even, like, I'm assuming they're paying out of pocket for this?
I think it's their hobby.
That's what I mean. So, like, how rich do you have to be where your hobby is taking care of a living, breathing thing that you then jump on and play?
Well, there are people that own horses.
Yeah. Like, a guy down the street from my, he just financed a horse. Yeah. Good pay. He got it from Rent-A-Center.
What's, like, the highest level of polo? Polo isn't in the Olympics, is it?
Yeah.
It is in the Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh. I stand corrected.
It's like one of those sports where, like, you know, like the prince of some tiny country you've never heard of is like the captain of a team. Here comes His Majesty Prince Philip. You're such a douche, man. You're such a douche. You never again can you try and play it off like, yeah, I'm just one of the guys, man. You know, taking out the polo match.
I can't believe you even told us you were going.
He was proud of himself. He told me this morning, like, this is what I'm doing.
I'm trying to expand my lifestyle.
I know. It didn't seem like something you'd be interested in.
Well, it's my wife's thing.
No, yeah, no, not me, guys. Not
her
me.
Her thing. I'm just here because I have to be. I'm here so I don't get fined.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I'm always looking for the secret to a happy life.
Yeah.
I've got it, and I'm serious when I
say
this. You ready?
Yeah, tie me up.
Write this down. The secret to happiness are measured expectations. Don't expect too much.
Oh, okay.
Right? When you walk into a place knowing this is how good it's going to be.
Bring it down a little
exactly, bit. I'm not going to be disappointed. And when you go into this specific store, you should have measured expectations.
Okay.
Everybody who shops at this place understands that the customer service is not going to be good. And they like to blame the employees for that. But I am here to argue that is not the case.
Okay.
Because this store and the customers who complained about this that led to this response are dicks for taking this away from a bunch of people who are stuck in a job with nowhere to go.
All right.
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Walmart announced this week they are now banning their employees from wearing earbuds while they're on the clock.
Oh.
AirPods.
Yeah, headphones.
Right?
So this new policy comes after several videos went viral of angry customers filming working employees at Walmart with their earbuds in.
Mm.
It looks unprofessional. They're not here to help me because they're listening to music. It was distracting them from their jobs. So Walmart responded by taking away that ability from their employees.
No buds, bud.
No buds. Is this a good move, Tommy?
I never really thought about it. Like, what's the problem in just listening? Oh, I guess because if somebody has a question, you're not.
I got a question.
You're not listening.
You kind of got a question.
Yeah, you should be paying attention to your job.
Okay, Kenny,
take him out.
You cool with the buds coming out?
I guess it depends on what you're doing. If you're just
on the floor,
let's say you're on the floor
stocking shelves or something. Like, I don't see why you couldn't have your earbuds in. Like, if you kept the music kind of low, so you could still hear what was going on around you.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't think twice if I saw an employee with them in.
Okay. So Kimmy's somewhat more cool than you are. What a bunch of dicks.
What do you mean?
First of all, the customers who film these employees,
yeah,
definitely do.
That's a dick move.
Huge dicks. Walmart, dicks as well.
Yeah.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Working at Walmart sucks.
Well, it's a tough retail job.
No,
yeah.
That job sucks, yeah. Right? I get any job pays the bills, and you have to do what you have to do. Mm-hmm. But first off, no one grows up dreaming of working at Walmart. Okay. You don't major in working at Walmart in college.
Yeah.
It's a last resort job.
Yeah.
Fair statement. Mm-hmm. You got to deal with rude customers. You're on your feet all day. You work for a company that doesn't care about you. They are paying you as minimum as possible, literally minimum wage. It is borderline impossible for the overwhelming majority of their national employees to get 40 hours a week to make you full-time and get health and benefits.
Yeah.
Right? And now you can't wear earbuds when you're working your job. Not to mention,
yeah.
Let's be real here.
All right.
When you walk into Walmart,
mm-hmm.
do you expect great customer service?
Well, don't they take them all in the back before the store opens?
And hit them with bottles?
No, they do like a cheer.
Before the day, yeah, I've seen
Yeah, don't they do like some kind of like, they get everybody together and do like the Walmart, like to pump everybody
yeah,
up?
Yeah.
And you can't do that with earbuds in.
No, I hear you.
You got to hear the chants.
I hear you. Nothing gets me pumped to work a minimum wage job with no upper mobilization, like go 1, 2, 3. Today's the day where we do it really good.
I mean, I've never had a bad experience at Walmart. Where I mean,
when's the last time you went to Walmart? There you go.
I mean, haven't I been?
I mean, anybody that's a regular Walmart shopper will tell you the customer service is not great. But I never blame the employees for that.
Yeah.
I never look at the employees and go, "Oh, you should be working harder." Why would I be busting my ass at a job where I can't benefit from busting my ass?
I can't even imagine like what question you'd have other than where can I find something.
Yeah,
like,
I think that's what it would be.
Yeah, but like what would, it's not like a live or die situation, you know what I mean?
I mean, you could
just go simply look for it.
I guess the argument would be Walmart is so vast
that
it's hard to find certain things, so that's where I'm going to need the most help.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the bigger the Wegmans you go in, if you're not familiar with it, the more likely you are to ask somebody for help.
Yeah.
Right?
But they got customer service down pat.
But let's talk about that, right? Because folks that are upset about this, they blame the individual employees for wanting to do this, and they're applauding Walmart for making them take the earbuds out. Several studies have shown the more an employee feels valued at their job, the better they are at customer service.
Well, that makes sense.
Costco, for example,
has
a sterling reputation amongst people that work there. And you notice that when you walk into a Costco. The same argument can be made for Wegmans. They are every year top three in that best places to work. A lot of times they hit number one. People at Wegmans go above and beyond. But I would argue it's because those places take care of their employees.
Yeah, I mean, they embrace the employees.
They pay higher than their competitors. They give you the ability to move up. I mean, how many people do we all know in Rochester, someone that started working at Wegmans as a cashier or a cart wrangler as a teenager?
That stayed.
And and they have like a legitimate job where they can support their family. They have vacation time, paid time off. Like,
it's almost like that company made it hard to walk away.
Exactly.
So like, well, like, what am I going to get that's better?
And oh, by the way, while you're doing that, they're going to help you pay for an education if that's going to benefit you within their company.
Yeah.
Like, does that exist within the universe of Walmart?
I know some people at Walmart have like yachts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like who?
People you know work there.
Are their last names Walton?
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sam's kids.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Good people.
You mean the people that founded it? I would argue, if you want your employees to have better customer service,
right, you treat them better?
Treat your employees better.
Okay, give them an
opportunity, and maybe they won't want to wear the earbuds while they're working there, because if I know that there is a way to benefit myself but not wear my earbuds, I'll take the earbuds out. Is that fair? Is that a fair thing?
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Teddy. Hey, Teddy. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday, Teddy. What do you got for us?
Hey, listen, Duffy, I don't agree with what you said, though. When you work for somebody, you have to follow a rule of the company. being have earbud on your ear, I don't think you not pay attention to the customer 100%.
Okay, look, I get what you're...
Yeah, listen to Teddy.
I get what
tough.
I get where you're coming from, Teddy.
Lazy American.
But here's the thing. If you're doing...
Will you just shut up, let them talk?
Teddy, if you're doing the bare minimum for me as someone who works for you, I am going to do the bare minimum for you as my employer. Is that fair?
Well, if you don't like being over there, then find a different job then.
But here's the thing, like, I
can't. Teddy says, get out.
But that's the other funny part. Like, you want to fire me? Okay, I can go find another job that pays me minimum wage.
Doing the same thing
exactly.
Somewhere else.
What is my motivation to go above and beyond?
Hey, Walmart, listen, there is so many people on the door that are looking for a job, okay? Especially your cousin Tommy over there.
Teddy, great to talk to you, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. I mean, look, if these people needed these jobs, they wouldn't act like this.
Right.
If you treated them better.
I don't know. Teddy says, Ben, you know, hit the bricks, you don't like it.
Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, customer service is going out of business. There's an app for everything or AI to replace them. Walmart has the app where you can find said item at the store through their app. So you're telling me that I'm going to be replaced by an app in a little while? Yeah, let me take my earbuds out. Let me take my earbuds out to make sure I give as much hard work as possible before you replace me with an app. I think you guys are kind of making my argument for me.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right? I mean, look, man, you've worked places where you felt unappreciated.
Oh, yeah.
When you worked at the grocery store, did you feel appreciated?
No, I hated it.
Okay. And what did you do in response?
You know what? I was like, Teddy, I just pushed through the job and worked. I got promoted 3 times, Pat.
Okay, again, you put it up 2 fingers.
3 times, Pat.
And then what happened on those 3 times?
I got demoted 3 times, Pat.
Mm-hmm. And the entire time you were working there, what were you doing?
Just getting after it, buddy.
Getting after stealing everything that wasn't nailed down.
Getting after it, yeah.
Again,
mostly razor blades.
If you're new to the show, Tommy, how long did you work at Winn-Dixie?
15 years.
15 years. In the 15 years he worked there, he stole so many razor blades.
Yes.
That only within the last decade did he run out of razor blades that he stole.
I had him on the road as a comic in a big-ass shoebox, and then I moved here. It was a long time, man.
Yeah, man. You went 20?
I think I went 10 years deep into Rochester before I had to buy a razor blade.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Walmart has announced they are removing, taking away the ability for their employees to wear earbuds while they're working. This comes after several customers nationwide videotaped employees wearing earbuds, complaining that it was unprofessional, they weren't doing their jobs the right way. And my argument is, take care of your employees. They're going to put a little more pride in the job that they do. Let's talk to Nick. Hey, Nick, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up?
Duffy's 100% right. This is one of those things that literally directly makes you dial down the effort that you're putting in immediately.
I mean, like, has
because you're taking something away, too, on top
of it. Oh, you mean, like, taking the earbuds away makes you dial the effort down, Nick?
Yeah, for sure. I used to have a job stuffing envelopes, and they wouldn't let you sit in a chair. There were chairs all around. They didn't want you to sit. They thought it looked unprofessional. I was like, oh, word? Half as many envelopes.
How you like me now, huh?
Yeah, like, who do you need to look professional to?
Thank you.
Stuff an envelope.
Thank
you.
Exactly. There was no customers. There was no, it was just the other people that worked there. And they were like, no, the owners don't like to see people sitting. I was like, well, I don't like to see envelopes get stuffed.
Nick, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. But going down that line, right, you want to look professional at Walmart. Walmart wants their employees to look so professional, they won't even pay for a shirt. They give you a vest that says Walmart on it, right? Like, if you want to be professional, how about you give me a shirt? How about that?
Right.
I would also argue, too, something as simple as just, like, letting an employee sit, letting them listen to music while they're at work. Like, what if it puts them in a better mood? Wouldn't that overall make them a better employee?
Look, I agree with you, and this is the biggest generational difference, I think, between how you came up and think. Because you try and fight it, but I know how you think, man.
What are you talking about?
Well, okay, let's talk about dress code. Because you're a big dress code guy.
Yeah.
You think you should look professional.
Yeah.
Look the part.
Yeah.
I do not feel comfortable dressing up.
I know.
If I have to wear a button-up shirt, if I have to wear a tie, if I have to wear my khaki pants.
But you do, in certain occasions, you know you have to look the part.
Fine.
You got to play the role.
What I'm telling you is that I am less efficient as an employee when I do not feel comfortable wearing what makes me comfortable.
Mm.
And I never understood this idea of places where it's not necessary making people dress a certain way. Because all you're doing is making them uncomfortable, which makes them a less efficient worker.
Yeah, but you want to look like, you know, you're open for business.
Oh,
I don't want to walk into like Woodstock 69 with a bunch of bums serving me food.
Okay, that worked out just fine, right? There were no problems at any of the Woodstocks.
No, see, Woodstock was pretty good, actually. Yeah, you're right.
Look, it's like we started this break.
Yeah.
The key to happiness is reasonable expectations. If you want to go to Walmart to save money, I get it. God bless you.
Yeah.
Go save the money you got to
save.
Great
deals.
Fine. But you're saving money not only at the expense of the customer service experience,
yeah.
You're saving money at the expense of the people that work at these stores. Because the reason the prices might be so low is because everyone's getting 29 hours a week at minimum wage.
I know. And now, that's terrible.
And now, but
man, that fan over there is pretty cheap.
And here's the thing. I'm not saying don't do it. I get it. I'm not saying don't do it. All I'm saying is that person's already having a rough time. Don't take their effing earbuds away.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a rock and roll mystery 5 decades in the making.
Wow.
A guitar played by the most famous musicians in classic rock. A guitar that you can go look at yourself if you want to right now.
Mm-hmm.
And a guitar that one former member of this band says was grabbed under nefarious circumstances.
So does he want it back?
He wants it back.
So he wants it out of where it's sitting now and back in his possession.
It might be one of the most valuable instruments in the world right now.
But so far, I don't know the story.
Uh-huh.
He's looking like a dick.
Why is he? Because
does he really need it at this point in his career? Let people see the guitar.
He is not with the legendary band anymore.
Is there a reason?
Because
he's kind of a.
Well, look, man, it's the 60s. It's knocker. 70s and rock and roll. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
As messy as this story could get, it's also a realization that those instruments all over all of our favorite tracks throughout time, they had to go somewhere.
Yeah, true.
And if this story is to be believed, there could be one or two lying around this town unknown.
Great. What town?
Rochester.
Bam.
Right now. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Tommy, the Museum of Modern Art.
Oh, in New York City.
MoMA. They're about to debut a rock fan's dream exhibit.
Oh.
500 of the finest guitars.
Wait, 500?
Of the golden age of American guitar making.
Damn.
Now, some of them have musical, historical significance.
Yeah, I mean, that's impressive.
Some of them are just ones that have been hanging around since the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Okay. So when it comes to historical significance, they have a remarkable guitar. In 1959, Gibson Les Paul that was played by Keith Richards for the recording of Exile on Main Street.
Oh.
It's also the guitar that Keith played on the Stones' first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show.
God damn.
He used this guitar to play the solo on Can't You Hear Me Knockin'.
Okay.
Like, this thing has been everywhere. The guitar, all while belonging to Keith, also was played by Clapton and Jimmy Page.
Right. So three rock guys have touched this guitar. Wow.
Played this guitar.
Yeah, touched it.
More than that, actually.
Yeah.
Because here's where the story gets spicy.
Okay.
Mick Taylor was the guitarist who replaced Brian Jones after his death in the Stones.
Mm-hmm.
He was friends with Keith before they were bandmates. And Mick Taylor says this guitar, which is known as the Keith Burst guitar, it has a name, that's how famous it is.
Yeah.
Was given to him by Keith Richards as a gift 2 years before he officially joined the Stones.
Oh.
So Keith Taylor, or Keith, Mick Taylor, excuse me.
So Keith Richards gives Mick Taylor this guitar.
And says, this is yours now, you play with it.
Right.
He also says when the Stones were recording their legendary album, Exile on Main Street, the guitar was stolen from him.
So he got ripped.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to read you a quote. In a haze of drugs and rock and roll, a number of instruments went missing and were believed to have been stolen.
I like how these guys are so stoned. I got ripped off, man. Yeah, you just left it somewhere and just... Never went back for it. And somebody grabbed it. That's not even like losing it. You're just such a stoner.
Well, you could have got high and somebody just walked out with it. Yeah. And nobody
knew. You could have blacked out and just left and, I forgot my guitar.
How do you automate? You're such a square man.
Some of these guys forgot their wives and kids for a few years.
I think that's to your point. Like, they don't know. They
really don't know what happened.
When it went missing,
right.
Which would help.
So Mick Taylor wants MoMA to let an independent guitar expert look at it. To determine if it is, in fact, the guitar that was stolen from him. And Lord knows, if that's the case, what this guitar would be worth financially.
I would say it's got to be $1 million guitar.
Might
right?
be more. Might be more.
Does Mick Taylor need the money?
I don't think he hasn't toured with the Stones in a while.
Well, I get it, yeah.
So, meanwhile, the Museum of Modern Art stands by the paperwork they have on it. They say, based
on... Yeah, how'd they get it?
So, they say, based on the paperwork, the guitar was owned only by Keith, until 1971, when it was acquired by a record producer and manager who died in 2006. And if there's one thing we know, you can always trust record producers and managers from the 1970s.
Any agent. Good people.
So now
we
sit back and we wait to see what happens with this guitar.
Has anybody talked to Keith?
There was no quote from Keith in the story.
Because he would know at least that story of him giving it to Mick Taylor is true.
Would he know? The man fell out of a coconut tree, was on death's door.
Oh, so you're saying maybe Keith also has a little bit of a foggy memory about his life?
What I'm saying is two things can be true.
Hmm.
You can have drug problems that screw up
your memory,
your mummery or memory, and you can be ripped off while in a drunken stupor drug haze.
But he's saying it got, so Mick Taylor's saying this guitar got stolen.
During the recording sessions for Exile on Main Street.
Then that person did what with it?
Just held on to it until they either sold it or
they could have sold it at the time.
So the museum is saying, who did they buy it from?
So they didn't
because you said that agent's dead.
Yes, the agent is dead. Now I don't know.
Did they buy it from his estate?
I don't believe
donated it.
I don't believe the museum owns the guitar. I think it's on display. I'm not exactly.
But somebody
sure.
had to hand it to him. Yes. Like, hey, here's the guitar.
Somebody owns this guitar. Yeah. There was paperwork on the guitar. Mick Taylor is saying this paperwork is fraudulent. I had this guitar stolen from me. That is what he is saying.
All right.
Okay. So, something we've never considered before.
What's that?
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Every legendary album recorded by rock gods and music idols.
Yeah.
I mean, there's instruments all over those tracks, obviously, right? Where are they?
I mean, some of them probably, they didn't think anything of it at the time, and they just went on to the next job, right? Because they didn't know they were writing a classic at the moment.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I'm guessing some of it could be in a landfill.
And, like, here's the thing. Well, but what's
weird? Or, like, somebody else working with them, working in the studio, working on, like, a tour probably swiped it.
But you say swipe. Kimmy, here's something else.
Not even swiped it, but like you said, like, if they didn't really care about it, left it behind. You could take it not knowing what it was going to be.
So there are the instruments that your favorite musicians own and are known for. But if you go into a recording studio, there are instruments lying around for recording studio.
I would assume.
When your favorite band goes on tour, their guitarist has 12 guitars with 12 different sound tuned to 12 different ways for 12 different songs. How many legendary instruments that maybe we hear here on CMF every day are just lying around attics?
Probably.
Flea markets.
Somebody's basement.
Yeah, old school. Somebody
could be playing it not even knowing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Played by some of the greatest musicians of all time. That sound that that guitar makes made a sound on a record that we listen to every day, and it's just been forgotten.
Yeah, or it's just lost forever. Even if it still exists, somebody might look at it and just throw the damn thing out.
I don't think people ever throw out musical instruments.
Yeah. If it still works, still, you know.
But I know, like, some people, like, when they clean out their parents' house, it's a pain in the ass.
They just start chucking instruments?
I mean, after a while, if your parents, you know, they've collected whatever they've collected
they
over the 60
of
years of their life, if nobody wants it, out it goes.
Throwing
right?
out a musical instrument should be a venial sin. Like, the worst thing you can do.
Because you would think, even if you didn't think it was a special guitar or whatever the instrument is, you'd still try to sell it knowing it's, like, worth something.
Somebody wants that instrument.
Yeah.
So, you know, my old man played the mandolin because he was Italian, and he sucked at it. Like, he didn't understand music at all.
Okay.
Never took a music class, but he would play the mandolin drunken.
Well, Kimmy, you know what I heard.
What's that?
You seen one note, you seen them all.
Mm.
So his mandolin, right? So I'm helping my brother clean out the condo down in Florida. Like, what do you want to do with this goddamn thing? I said he never could play it, right? So my brother, like, does this whole, you know, oh, my God, you know, maybe somebody wanted a family once, you know. Nobody wanted it. So my brother, who can play the guitar, he didn't even take it. So it goes into the dumpster.
You chucked it?
Yeah, nobody wanted
it. Or something?
No. To who?
Goodwill?
Yeah, anywhere.
What douche? I want to save a kid from a lifetime of mandolin lessons. So I want to burn it. It's the worst guitar there is. It's below ukulele.
Somebody wants that instrument. When I was, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, like, somebody could use that as, like, a decoration somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean.
How you decorate with a mandolin?
You've never seen people, like, use old instruments as decoration?
No.
When I was, like, 11 or 12, I desperately wanted a guitar. Yeah. Desperately, desperately, desperately.
Could hold you up. Electric mandolin.
And, you know, we didn't have money.
Yeah.
So, like, my mother was like, if you can find a guitar for $50, I'll buy you a guitar for your birthday. Yeah. So, like, I just searched all over the planet. We ended up going out to Buzzo in Geneseo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, I bought these.
Guy was famous, man, back in the day.
Is that place still open?
I have no idea. I mean, that dude.
Yeah. Buzzo. So, it was this $50 Beat to Hell acoustic guitar. The thing was just total trash. It sounded awful. It looked like somebody took a knife and, like, stabbed it. Oh. They were like, okay. But, like, I treasured that thing.
Yeah,
like, it was the only way I was going to be able to afford a guitar was this $50 guitar. So thank God somebody didn't take that trash guitar and chuck it out because I got it.
All right.
Dick. 252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this story happening down in New York City. The Museum of Modern Art is doing an exhibit, Rock Fans Dream, 500 of the finest guitars of the golden age of American guitar making. One of them they have, a 1959 Gibson Les Paul played by Keith Richards on a whole bunch of major tracks. He is known for this guitar. It's called the Keith Burst. It was also played by Clapton and Jimmy Page. Mick Taylor, who was the guitarist that replaced Brian Jones in the Stones, claims not only was that his guitar that was gifted to him by Keith, he says that while they were recording Exile on Main Street, the guitar was stolen from him.
Damn it.
He hasn't seen it since. He wants the guitar back. He at least wants an independent person to inspect it to say, yes, this is the guitar. The museum, meanwhile, says they have paperwork to back up that it was acquired legally by the person who owns it, and we sit and we wait. But as we talk about, like, these legendary instruments.
Sure.
Some of the chance that some of these are in Rochester are pretty damn good.
Because of the House of Guitars?
So we'll put a pin in that.
Oh, music store. Or I was thinking like Eastman School of Music stuff.
Oh.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Didn't think of that.
I wasn't even
thinking
Eastman.
Like if at some point it made its way there.
No, but there's some famous kids that went through there.
Yeah.
I mean, they became famous after they went through there. That maybe their stuff is still there.
Okay, so that's a good point. I wasn't even thinking that.
Yeah.
What I was thinking.
What's that? What were you thinking?
So there are several like major artists that have recorded albums in Rochester.
Well, there was a famous studio here back in the day, Dejalon.
Yeah. And arguably the most famous album ever recorded here in Rochester was Metallica's Kill 'Em All, right? You're going to tell me there aren't instruments that just got lost in the shuffle in that recording studio?
Yeah.
Eventually sold off for cash when they didn't need them anymore?
Yeah.
Like, there is a possibility that floating around Rochester right now are guitars, drums, bass.
Yeah. It's an old town.
That's on Kill 'Em All.
Yeah.
And nobody has any idea. Lou Gramm recorded a bunch of stuff throughout the years in Rochester.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me there aren't instruments floating around played on some tracks here? He took stuff from L.A., I'm sure, and brought it home back to Rochester, right?
Yeah.
And you bring up the Great House of Guitars. I mean, that was a mandatory stop for every touring musician on the road.
Yeah, they always went there and checked it out.
And some of those bands, I mean, they would trade gear in for new stuff before they blew up.
But I wonder what it's worth. I mean, you know.
If you figure it out.
I mean, you have to authenticate it.
Sure.
You can't just say, yeah, I found this thing. I think it's connected to this.
But they'll go to a lot of the musicians.
Yeah.
Like, okay, for example, let's say.
Those guys are still around, I can remember.
But let's say in a hypothetical situation, there's a guitar that pops up. James Hetfield played this guitar on Kill 'Em All while recording in Rochester. I mean, they'll go to Hetfield and say, is this a guitar you played? And they could say, yes, this is what I remember.
But I wonder, I was going to say, but that would that's also relying on memory, too. I mean, I don't know. In a musician that's been around that long, in their mind, like what instruments really stood out to them to the point where they would remember exactly what it looked like.
I would think if you're recording the album that blew you up, you're going to remember the guitar you played.
But I mean, I always so think like that guitar, that instrument has to have like a moment in time. You know,
yeah,
like
I agree.
Elvis on Ed Sullivan. Mm. You know, the Beatles at Shea Stadium.
Like it's recognizable.
Well, I mean, it's a piece of history.
Yeah.
I mean, just to say, you know, somebody used it in a session in a studio, how much weight does that carry?
I would argue any legendary musician playing any instrument makes it historically significant.
No matter when they use
it. It increases the value for sure.
You're doing it again. If it's not the Beatles Shea Stadium, I don't want it.
Don't need it.
Kill 'Em All. If they play.
Yeah, but they've done a million recordings. They've toured forever.
Understood.
Can you imagine the amount of equipment that band has had over the years?
The Stones!
Same thing.
No, but like this guitar could be worth millions of dollars.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
And you wouldn't. I don't get you, man.
I mean, I guess how long does like the average musician keep a guitar?
They say it should never celebrate a birthday.
Shut up. It depends on the musician.
Or do they swap it out a lot? Is it one of those things where they've, you know, they keep it as long as it'll play?
Well, there's certain musicians like they've held on to like Willie Nelson, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yep.
Like that. Well, that's like, that was kind of banged up. But you know what I mean? Like, you know, those guitars have been around forever.
Yeah, so, I just wonder, like, how many they go through the point of, like, you know, again, the significance of that particular instrument.
Brian May, the guitarist for Queen.
Yeah.
You know, he's an astrophysicist, smart guy.
Oh, okay.
So when he was a kid, family couldn't afford a guitar. They built a guitar. He and his dad built a guitar together.
Yeah.
He still plays that guitar to this day.
Damn.
He's only played one guitar. Mm.
So that thing's iconic.
Yes. And when he dies, Lord knows what the hell that's going to be worth, but I doubt he's giving it up considering that's all he plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know, Kimmy. I mean, because you also see these now bands as part of VIP meet and greet packages.
Right.
For example, Kiss and Motley Crue, you can pay X amount of money to not only meet the band, but you can buy an autographed guitar that they play during the show. And like Paul Stanley...
Go through one a show.
Yeah, no. Yeah. They'll play one a song. They'll play the guitar, take it off, sign it,
hand it
off, bring me the next guitar, and they're just selling these guitars for thousands of dollars to any schmuck that wants to buy them.
So that kind of lowers the value of the whole hunt, don't you think?
Well, from like a long-term value money standpoint, yes, but I also get to say I have this guitar that Paul Stanley played in my basement.
True.
Still unique.
So where's like the original Les Paul? Because he invented like the electric guitar, right?
Yeah. They say you want more, and he goes, no, let's go less.
Where's that guitar?
I don't know.
That thing's got to be worth gazillions.
Yeah, but he was also probably experimenting. Like, he probably built guitars along the way that he just was like, I don't know.
No, but he built one that was like.
He's the one.
Well, that he could sell to people. Where's that?
Kimmy, you want to Google?
That's like the original electric guitar. That's like the mothership.
But didn't invent the electric guitar.
I thought he basically, not invented it, but made it where it was. You could manufacture it and sell it. Like, Ford did invent the car.
Sure.
But Ford invented the way to manufacture
it. Nope. The first commercially produced electric guitar was the Rickenbacker Electro A22, introduced in 1932.
Oh, Rickenbacker.
Rickenbacker! How about this? You ready for this?
So what did Les Paul do then?
He was just around.
Oh, I thought he invented the guitar.
Well, maybe it's the one we know today, because this one we're describing was a lap steel guitar designed to capitalize on the popularity of Hawaiian music.
Oh, it's a steel guitar.
Yeah, but it's still the first electric guitar.
All right.
Made by Rickenbacker.
I mean, there's a lot of guitars here. Is there a specific one you'd like me to look up?
Yeah, it's all right.
We're all out right. of time. I'm already bored
with guitar. It was a passing time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.